streets were young. No one remembers now, the days are nearly done. But once they echoed with the afterlife can bring, all the tales this town could tell. And one by one, doors are closed and windows shuttered out the sun. What good are songs when there is no one left to sing of the tales this town can tell? Oh, the tales this town can tell. Oh, the tales this town can tell. Oh, the tales this town can tell. Yes, I remember. Can it bring? How can a river run when all that's left of it is dry stone at its spring? Oh, the tales this town could tell. Oh, the tales this town could tell. Oh, the tales this town could tell. Tales this town could tell. Yes, I remember all so well. Yes, I remember all so well.
You all right, Jimmy?
All right, Nina. Funeral's all right, eh? As funerals go. Chris, Nina. Nina, Chris.
Hiya. I've seen you around.
Nah.
Final whistle for old Jeff, then. What'll happen to his allotment now he's gone?
Well, who knows? He didn't have any family.
Look at the state of it.
That weren't Jeff's fault. Every time he cleaned them tags off, the kids just came back and did them up again. He weren't that bothered. Said chasing them off livened things up a bit.
But it must have got a bit much for him. I mean, he was 80-odd.
86, and strong as an horse till the day he... It weren't his fault. He had a lot on and no one to help him out.
It's a shame, isn't it? What'll happen now?
It'll just go back to rubble. Like the rest of Carlton Road ends. Apart from that water tower from the pit baths. How come that's still standing?
They were supposed to get Fred Dibner to blast it the day the pit closed, but he was double booked with the Woolworths National Underline.
Give it 6 months and no one will ever know Jeff were here.
His shed's still locked. At least no one's robbed it.
There's no one round here that would rob from Jeff Jeffries.
Aye, they know better.
Not while he were alive, anyway.
How do you think he got a name like that, then? Jeff Jeffries. His parents must have been having a laugh.
Well, he was called something else.
Was he?
His name weren't Jeff at all. That's just what everyone called him.
What was his name, then?
I don't know.
Chris?
Nah.
All the old fellas at boxing called him Jeff.
Is that how you knew him, then?
He was the one who let me in training when school kicked me out. He said he'd seen me fight. He'd rather have me for him than against him.
He was right.
Shut up. He was tough as old nails, old Jeff. Miss Fanshawe wanted me chucked out of sports while I was on suspension. Jeff told to keep a sticky beak out and stop being an interfering old gibbon.
He told the headmistress of Carlton High she was an interfering old gibbon.
Didn't miss a beat.
Bet she loved that.
She didn't dare say out, did she? She just sort of sniffed a bit and legged it.
She did look like a monkey though, didn't she?
Aye, she did. Everyone were a bit scared of Jeff Jeffries back then.
You're telling me. Just about every match he had me and the lads scared half to death.
That's what all the gaffers do in football, don't they? I've seen them on the telly. They're always mincing up and down the pitch, having some almighty meltdown over and out.
Well, he had plenty to melt down about with us. They're just rubbish, full stop. He tried as hard as he could with us. He used to say we looked like we were running with a tub full of slack water in our kegs. But by the time we've turned in a full week at work, there's not much left in the tank for a Saturday morning. However hard I push, it's like my legs are made of lead.
Well, football. It's only a game, isn't it? That's what I used to say to Jeff.
And live to tell the tale.
It's a shame we haven't got the keys. We could have a look in the shed.
I keep thinking he's just going to walk up any minute and give us an earful for loitering without intent.
Yeah, I know. Will the council have it back, do you think? Good job he's not around to see that.
I don't know. I know it's a shame we had no one to leave it to after all.
He did.
You what, Chris?
He did have someone to leave it to. He left it to me.
What the blazer did he do that for?
Don't ask me. I've not spoken to him for 15 years.
What happened?
We stopped talking.
Not a word for 15 years?
Wasn't a big deal.
Not a word? Not even a, you're all right, Jeff, down the social for all time's sake?
I never saw him.
How do you manage that in Carlton Road Ends? It's only the size of a mouse's armpit. Well, you've missed your chance now.
Why would Jeff leave you his allotment?
Spite, I reckon.
Oh, man, it wasn't like that.
He was.
He was the best.
Hello? Ah, oh, Sapphire. Hmm? Hmm. Good result. Thursday. Yeah. Primrose yellow? Matching shoes. Definitely pearls. Shoes might be a step too far, but definitely put me down for the hat. What's the forecast? Oh, sounds perfect. Yeah, I'm sure you will. Yeah. As ever. Bye.
What was he thinking? Leaving all this to you?
All this? My own private wasteland of grey. With some nice lewd graffiti to top off the vista.
Maybe he thought you were a bit short of space on the boat. Chris lives on a boat down at Carlton Junction.
It's a barge.
Where's that then?
Down by Colliery Bridge.
That scruffy old black thing down by the tip. I always thought someone had torched it.
It's camouflage.
You don't really live on that old heap, does he? Are you crackers?
Maybe he thought you'd like being at the heart and soul of things a bit more.
This?
At least you could watch the match from here. If we finally end our unbroken losing streak, you'd be the first and last person to see it.
What's the point of an allotment, anyhow?
You grow stuff in it.
Yeah, but why? Who actually grows anything now? Or make something. We don't make out. The nation of Britain, what do we make? Nout. We're a nation of call centres and kebab shops. What does this nation do? Nout.
Then you fit in just fine, don't you? Have you ever had a job?
Nina.
Me?
Of any sort.
I've found over the years that a razor-sharp creative mind like mine is wasted on work.
You and the rest of the fellas from Carlton Road Ends.
That's not fair. I've spent my life working to get out.
Not you, Jemmy. Just the rest of the dossers and layabouts. Like him.
There's nout wrong with an easy life. If you're daft enough to work for a living, that's your own fault.
Everyone does what they can.
And then there were folk like Jeff, who did a lot more. He spent the best years of his life down a hole in the ground. And what thanks did he get for it? None. He lived through all that and still got up every morning and tried to make someone's life a bit better. And what's he flipping got to show for it in the end? Nothing.
When did everything round here get so grey? Here's the keys. You can have it if you want.
And what am I going to do with an allotment?
Conventional wisdom is you grow stuff in it.
Allotments are for old fellas with pipes. It'll be perfect for you.
He doesn't smoke.
Well, you can always start. When would I have time to kick about an allotment watching the grass grow? It's taken me 3 jobs to make ends meet for me and Nana, and I'm 1 down after today.
You've lost your job?
Just the one at Busty Ball Gowns.
It's not really called that, is it?
Nah, it's Desiree's Decolletage in the Heights.
Hmm. Sounds fancy.
It's mostly squeezing posh mother-in-laws into inappropriate frocks, then padding out the anorexic daughters with a pillow, so it looks like they've got something up on top. They've got money to burn, but they look like they've never had a decent feed. Meanwhile, the fathers look like they've snuck out for one too many greasy fry-ups, and they're a heart attack waiting to happen.
How the other half lives, eh?
They're welcome to it. You won't give me the day off for the funeral. So I walked. Only sad part is, it's 5 years of my life, can't get back.
Think he'll give you a reference?
Nah, I'll be right. I get a few more hours at Zumbir, see what happens. Nice one, Chris. Looks like you're the proud owner of Carlton's finest allotment.
Look at the state of it.
It's Carlton Road Ends. What do you expect?
There's a reason they call it that. Last stop on the road to nowhere.
Oh, I need another beer.
I don't know. Bit of clearing up or whatever. Might come round a bit.
Who do you think I am? Alan Titchmarsh?
Aye. He talks a lot of compost and all.
We could just torch the lot.
You can't say that. This is Jeff's. This is all that's left. It was pride and joy back in day.
I really need a beer.
Try the shed.
You what?
Give us those keys, will you? I bet there's a crate. Ta-da!
What on earth is that?
Jeff's own brew. You should try it. It's out of this world.
I bet it is.
Shall we chance it? Wow.
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 That's strong. This bottle looks like it's been in there for 20 years at least.
Just went down the wrong way, that's all.
Oh, it brings back memories, does that? Me granddad used to pick me up from school and we'd call in here to see Jeff on the way home. He'd always let me have a bit of his beer as long as I promised not to breathe a word of it to me mam.
How old were you then?
About 5 or 6 maybe.
Aye, still tastes as bad as it did back then.
Me, running home ahead of me granddad after we'd been here. I always felt like Superman.
I bet you did. You were probably hammered.
No, I wasn't drunk. I just felt like that little fella on the Ready Break adverts. Like I had a bit of a glow around me.
Probably radioactive.
I don't know why I'm drinking this.
Great, isn't it?
To Jeff.
To Jeff's beer.
To the shed. The shed. What am I supposed to do with a shed?
You'll think of something.
You know, my granddad, till his dying day, always wanted a shed.
What happened then?
He married me Nana instead. After that, he couldn't afford it.
Is that right?
Aye. And he just got one for naught.
What the blazes am I going to do with a shed?
Well, you know what they say. The world would be free of sorrow and dread and be filled with colour and joy instead. Because Adam and Eve would never have been wed if the Garden of Eden had had a garden shed.
When these streets were young, no one remembers now the days are nearly done. But once they echoed with the afterlife can bring, oh, the tale.